KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news just in. Police have launched a manhunt for suspects after five men were found dead in Inanda, north of Durban. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechuunda says they received several calls of multiple murders in the Bambai area this morning.
Upon arrival at the crime scenes, three bodies were found at a sports ground near a school, whereas the other two bodies were discovered at another field about a kilometer away from the first crime scene.
He says reports suggest the victims, aged between 19 and 26, were allegedly kidnapped from their homes overnight.
And their bodies were only discovered just after 6:30 in the morning with multiple injuries. One victim had his one arm chopped off. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage, and police are appealing to anyone who might have information regarding the whereabouts of the suspects to contact the nearest police station or call the Crime Stop number 08600-1021.
And the state of schools and scholar transport in KZN will soon come under the spotlight. Parliament's Basic Education Portfolio Committee says it'll conduct assessments in five districts in the coming weeks. The committee told Parliament yesterday that the inspection is aimed at ensuring allocated funds are being used correctly. The chairperson, Joy Maimela.
We'll be checking if the department is ready to meet that deadline in terms of eradicating pit latrine toilets by March. The focus is to ensure that learners are in class learning, teachers are teaching, and that stationary workbooks are delivered to all schools. That the committee will also focus on nutrition and curriculum matters.
And abroad, impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has again refused questioning as the deadline on his detention nears. Yoon threw the nation into chaos last month when he attempted to impose martial law. But his bid lasted just 6 hours as the soldiers he directed to storm parliament failed to stop lawmakers from voting down the power grab. He was arrested at his home this week after several attempts by investigators. A trial by the Constitutional Court is being held without the embattled leader to determine if he's guilty of insurrection. If convicted, Yoon faces life in jail or the death penalty. Your top story this hour, a manhunt has been launched for suspects after five men were found dead in Inanda, north of Durban. You can find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Dessen, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.